Okay, we're moving down here in Perek Gimel and Tomer Dvorah, and we're going to see something which I think is really fascinating. We're talking about ways in which we are able to mirror the Ribbono Shel Olam, in particular through the Chachma that the Ribbono Shel Olam uses, and the ways that we can channel that for ourselves. So he says, V'oda Chachma av l'chol ha-nimtzaus. The Midah of Chachma of wisdom is like the father of all creations. What that means is, K'dichsev marabu masach Hashem, kulam b'chachma asisa. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is like the father of everything, but that all begins with God's wisdom. That God has the wisdom and the foresight, the vision to create this world, and that God created everything. And there is something fatherly about the way in which Ribbono Shel Olam interacts with the world. He created it. He's behind it. He also sustains it. He cares about each and every creation, kiviyachol, whatever way that that means. And that's a manifestation of the chachma of Ribbono Shel Olam, that almost like fatherly figure that the Ribbono Shel Olam has over everything. Aside, in that sense, says the Tomer Dvorah, so too for us, kach yiyehu av l'chol yitzurah. We should cultivate a midah of being fatherly to all creations in the world. Shalakars Baruch Hu. Uli Yisrael. That all creations, and in particular for Klal Yisrael, we have an extra feeling. The same way that the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav, that we are, it's Machlokes Tanan, but we are Ben Kach U Ben Kach, Atem Kriyim Banim, that we are the Ribbono Shel Olam's children no matter what. So says the Torah Dvorah, it's true that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a father to all of creation, but in a much more pronounced way, in a much more intense way, when it comes to Klal Yisrael. Shehem HaNeshamos HaKadosh HaAtzulos Misham, that Klal Yisrael, that's like the Iker in many ways. V'yivakesh tamid rachamim ubracha la'olam. And here, let's unpackage it. What are the implications of cultivating a father-like relationship to creations in this world? What does that mean that I'm supposed to try to be like an av l'chol ha'nimtzayim? So one is v'yivarech tamid rachamim ubracha la'olam. One is that not just to give over, but I'm constantly thinking about, davening for the world, kichlal. Not just me, but the world kichlal, kederach sha'afa elyon, the same as the Ribbono Shel Olam is rachman al brua, via tamid mispala b'tzaras mitzarem, ki'ilu hayu banav mamish, ki'ilu hu yitzara. That my relationship, when there's someone going through a difficult time, should be like a fatherly relationship, which is to be focused on it in a very real way, to daven for it in a very intense way, ki'ilu hayu banav mamish. Imagine the difference in tefillah sometimes, if you would see a certain kind of person who's a real balavoda, who knows how to daven properly, and the way that they daven for someone when they're ill, the way that they daven for someone when they're really, really struggling. So it is ki'ilu hayubanav mamish. It's as if they are really, they care to that extent. They're so invested, it's so real, that they're able to daven with a degree of intensity, which is remarkable, the way a father, you know, who has to daven for a child sometimes, can daven with unbelievable intensity in a very, very real way. We'll get back to the pasuk in a little bit. To carry people who need it. To do whatever I can. And to have rachmanas on all of Klal Yisrael. To mekabel kol adam b'sever panim yafos, to do what you can, v'lo yis'alim, not to lose focus of, not to care about, v'inal echol echad kfitzarko, and to do everything which I can. In that sense, something I think which is actually very, very beautiful, that the Ramak is highlighting here, it's a sensitivity in human dynamic that I think is important for us to emphasize, and I want to try to unpackage things in ways that I think are very, very real. Step number one, the main yisod he's saying here is cultivating. It's something that we are banim l'makom, we're all God's creations. So that's true with literal parents and children also. That my son, I was involved in the creation of my son. Shal shutfin ba'adam, that there are three people who are shutfin, you know, in the creation of a child, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. They're your progeny, they're your blood. And that's something which, and therefore you care about them in a much deeper way. And says the Ramak, and that's supposed to be our relationship also to all creations, and Bifrat Klal Yisrael, is to have that kind of a relationship of a almost father-son kind of a dynamic. That does not mean in a power differential way.
it doesn't mean that everyone should be mechabed me because I'm be'etzem your father, you know, and you're my father, and he's that, and have that. What it means is there's a certain kind of mida that a father has, klape a son, that we're supposed to have, klape kol habru u Yisrael befrat. What that means is care and concern in a way which is very, in a way which is very, very real, in a way which is very, very real. And that's something which requires a degree of knowledge and care and concern. He emphasizes here one element of that father-son dynamic, which is just caring about it, like wanting to daven for it when something happens in a very intense way. You know, what would you do? They point out in some of the footnotes here, which I think is intriguing, we're going to speak about this tomorrow a little bit. There's an interesting phenomenon of all the leaders of Klal Yisrael being shepherds, and exactly why that may be. One of the Mahalchim, the Mesil Sharm writes in the end of Perek Yates, is Elohim HaRom HaMitim Shel Yisrael, Shkosh Baruch HaChafetz Behem Harbeg, Shkosh Baruch Shalom loves the authentic shepherds. What's the midah of a shepherd? So Moshe Matzim Al Tzono, V'dorshim Mishtadlim, Ashlom, V'tovasim B'chol Adrachim. You care about each one of the sheeps. You're totally focused on it. V'omdim Tamid B'feret L'spalim. And you're always concerned. Are they in the right path? Are they doing okay? It's a certain level of concern which is present. As the Medrash writes, the Medrash Rabbah, again, some of this we'll quote tomorrow, but Af Moshe lo bachnu kash baruchu ela bitzon. Your Baruch Shalom's test to see where Moshe Rabbeinu was holding was how did he do as a shepherd? How much could he care and concern in a fatherly way? It's the same kind of amida. If you have that capacity to care about the individual, to be on top of, so that is something which is very, very powerful. Some of that requires understanding them in a very real way. Understanding them. If you ever, if people have this, if you're like a counselor in a camp sometimes and you speak to parents, so there are parents who have this like unbelievable knowledge of their children. They get their kids very, very well. Certainly facets of their children sometimes they really, really get, and they want to get them in a real way. Happens to be derech agav, it's very, very hard as a parent to do that because how to confronting with the fact, you know, let's say for me as a parent, it's always that question like, I view it as like, okay, there are parents that really get their kids well, but there are definitely parents that over or underemphasize their kids. Some are very harsh on their kids, and some are like, my kid is perfect, and getting that like proper read is very, very hard. The Gra writes in Mishlei, just to point out some of the footnotes here, the Gra writes in Mishlei, in Perek Chaf Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol's capacity, we know in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was able to do vidui on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. He was able to do vidui, he was able to do on behalf of the Shvatim. So the Gra writes, Kohen Gadol was Yodeya Avono Shifto, V'cheme Harbe Shifte Yisrael. V'nasun L'chol Echav Echad, Eitzo Mesila Yishara, Eich Lavad Hashem. The Gra knew the members of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol knew who was the Shevet. And the only way he could help them is to actually get to know them. A person that doesn't really know someone can't actually really help them. A person that lacks that, but a fatherly component is I want to understand them very, very well, have that kind of a relationship so that I can then be able to respond. How often does this come up? A guy has a roommate. You have a chavrusa. The chavrusa is not showing up. And you're like, I need you to show up. Or a roommate that's a little bit difficult. It's like, I need this, whatever. The first step in anything to be able to develop is to actually understand the person. To know them really, really well. What are their struggles? What about them? Is this? I daven for them. That's one thing. I want to actually help them. I have to know them. And knowing them requires understanding them and their story, what led them to this place. And if I don't know them and their story, so how could I give them the proper etza to be able to, even if I'm a Baal etza, how am I giving them the proper without knowing it? Knowledge of who's standing in front of you is a prerequisite for everything. Imagine giving a musher smooth. Rory Ritz has, you know, walked in right now. I remember talking about this, like when when he came and gave a musher shmooz last year in Kaitzman, he's given this example in some of his shmooz in here. When you come to give a musher shmooz last year, Kaitzman's invited to give a musher shmooz, and it's like, I don't know anyone, I don't know the room. How am I supposed to give a musher shmooz to say anything which is meaningful to a group that I don't know their struggles for real yet? And part of the avoda is being able to learn the sugya of who is in front of me. And if I know who's in front of me, and that was the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. That's why he could be the one who's Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, of Aaron HaKohen. It's a reason why he could do the vidoy, is because he actually is able to know and identify those particular people. The Ramak here quotes a pasuk. It's a pasuk, I believe, by Midbar Yud Aleph, which I believe is Parshas Bahaloscha. That there in Parshas Bahaloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu is going through a bit of a, or Klal Yisrael is going through a bit of a struggle. Torah says, "Vayiha am kimis onanim," that Klal Yisrael is complaining. Rab aznei Hashem, they're not in a good place. Vayishma Hashem v'yichar apo, their bonus shalom is upset at them. V'tevayir bam eish Hashem v'tochal b'ktzeh ha-machan. The Rosh responds in a harsh way. V'itzaka am hal Moshe. The nation comes to Moshe. V'yispalam Moshe al Hashem. Moshe davins and things get, you know, calmer a little bit. But then there's the v'asaf suf asher b'kirbo. There's a chevre that comes along, his avu, taiva. They have taivas. And they cry and they say, miyochan basar. I just want a little bit of meat. Like a little bit of pulled brisket is all I need to get through this particular stretch. It's been a rough stretch. We've been in the midbar. The mun is the mun, and the whole thing, how it's like, it's a little bit geschmack. I can taste whatever I want to taste like. I want real meat. I don't want any of your synthetic stuff. I don't want any of your whatever. I want it to be mamish real. Now, I think it's partially Tully and Ashayla in the Gemara and Yuma, you know, how much the mun was like, if mamish had the same feel as the meat or not. But they're davening, and this is what they want. Zachanu is a shared, it's a dagar, shenochal b'mitzrayim, chinam. We remember all the things we had in Mitzrayim. It was geschmack. It was really, really awesome. This exactly is what we is what we want. Moshe responds, and Moshe says, like, what is going on here? Hanochi haresi es kol hamazel? Like, did I give birth to them? Like, did I give birth to Klal Yisrael? Like, why is this all on me? Like, what's going on here? It's such a level of being able to, like, of responsibility, Moshe is saying. They're coming, they're complaining. The Sfarno has an astounding comment on that pasuk, and the Ramak is quoting that pasuk here as far as what our attitude is supposed to be. Says the Sfarno, Ha'anochi Haresi, like, did I give birth to Klal Yisrael, that I have this achrayus over Klal Yisrael? So says the Sfarno as follows, Hine, Ha'av yachal haneges banav, a father can take care of his children, afal pishem chaluki hadeos, even though they're different, the chanochanara al pidarko, even though they're different, why can a father do that? V'zeh ki kulam choshim oso ke'ohev, she ishtadil b'chol kochel lahativ lahem. Part of what allows a father to be able to be a father, to care about each and every child and invest in a child in the ideal way, what's supposed to be, to invest in everything, is because lahativ lahem, is because they know that I care about them. If my kid knows I care about him, my kid knows, so that's what empowers me in many ways to be able to do it. That's the part of the father-son dynamic, is they know I care about them, and therefore, when I'm doing things, they get how I'm, what I'm doing is for this one this way and for that one that way. Aval Eile, Moshe Benu says, I don't know if I can't take care of Klal Yisrael anymore because I don't know if I'm really able to be that kind of a father figure. Aval Eile Einem Botchem Biklal. They don't trust me the same way. V'choshtemu Menasim Liros Ma'ase Ba'adam. They're always questioning, like, what am I going to do for them? The goal, says the Ramah, is to be that kind of a father figure. The challenge Moshe Benu was saying was, I don't know if I can do this for them. They're suspect all the time about what exactly is going on. There's something, this dynamic, which creates a challenge. Now, much as Moshe Rabbeinu in a second is frustrated about the challenge of being that kind of father figure, it certainly highlights, as a Talmud Dvorah, what you're supposed to be. The goal is to have someone who is that kind of a father figure, who's that kind of, not to take the place of a biological father, but to be in many ways that kind of a person that has that degree of sensitivity and that degree of care and that degree of loving kindness to be able to do it. But what this Sfarno points out is something else which I think is very powerful, and we'll have an addendum here which I am to Ara that I'm very, very fond of. But it, Moshe Rabbeinu saying, like, what if it's too hard? Meaning, if I'm supposed to have that kind of a dynamic of an av to his banim, of davening for them and caring about them and knowing what they need and being able to supply it and all of those things that we've been talking about. Again, the davening of the Tomer Dvorah, the knowing what they need and giving proper eitz of the Grun Mishlei, of being able to, the care and concern of the roa of a shepherd of the Medrash Highlight, the Ramchal spoke. So what am I supposed to do if they feel like there's something missing? If they feel like, I feel like I can't do it. I feel like they're not really there. So please listen to an amazing, it's an unbelievable ha'ara. We've quoted this in the past a couple of times. I think it's either Chizkuni or Sfarno. I forget. I didn't get a chance to look it up. In response to this, what's the response of Moshe saying, I don't know if I can do this anymore? So the Torah tells us there in Parsha Spalos, we've quoted this a bunch of times in the past, that v'yom Hashem Moshe asfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael asher yadasa. You know what, Moshe? I hear you. You need other people helping you out. We'll get zakenim. Gihem zikne ha'am. They're, you know, these are the people that are going to do it. V'irati v'dibarti im chasham. I'm going to speak and communicate to these zakenim. You'll have more support in your leadership. V'atzalti min haruach asher lecha, the ruach which is upon you, I'll spread out amongst others, and there'll be more support, more leadership of Klal Yisrael. That's what's going to be. Some of the Mefarshim ask a very, very simple question here. If Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't really do it, if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to, why is it important that the Zakenim get Vatzalti Minha Ruach Asher Alecha, that they're going to be able to get the Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be now spread out to to the other zakenim. Because Baruch Hu doesn't have limits in his ruach. Take the ruach and give it from the Baruch Shalom directly. Why dafka v'atzati min ha-ruach asher alecha for Moshe's ruach is he going to spread as a result? So some of the mefarshim explain the following very, very beautiful idea. Again, it's either a Chizkuni or a Sfarno. I apologize for not looking it up in advance. The following Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I don't think I can be this kind of a father figure. I don't think I can do it. I don't think they trust in me enough. I don't think I have the koach or the strength to be able to play that particular role. So Rabbi Shalom says, fine, Moshe. You want help? I'll give you help. I'll give you Shimon Zakenim. But please know the following. The chisaron is not in the koach that you have. V'talti min haruach asher alecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have enough koach to overflow to 70 more people. You have enough koach to be able to do an enormous amount. The problem right now, some of the farshim say, wasn't Moshe, you can't do it. It was that if you don't believe that you have that ruach, so then we had to be able to do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, just know, in fact, you have more strength than you thought. In fact, you have more of a capacity than you may have believed. Now, if you put that sfarno together with, you know, what he's saying right here, what the Sfarno is communicating is, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I don't know if I give birth to them, they don't trust me enough. And sometimes, and here's a really important point, one element of trying to have that kulam b'chachma asisa, of mirroring the Ribono Shel Olam's chachma, of doing what I can, interacting with other people, is the first step, is building the kind of trust that when I communicate and when I care for them, they know that I care for them. They know that I am communicating towards them. They're aware of the fact that I am building a certain kind of culture where they are so borrowed to everyone that I care about you. And therefore, if I give an eitzah, therefore if I want to understand you, therefore I want to interact with you, they know what's going on. What's going on is that I care about you. And sometimes the most challenging thing is once that trust is lost, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's so hard to regain it, it's so hard to build it, but that at its core is about a father and son dynamic. Of course, parents do things for children all the time. And again, we're talking here about good, healthy dynamics. Good, healthy dynamics, parents do things all the time for kids that kids don't know about. That is true. But the way I would say it is, even though parents do things for kids that they don't know about, we know that often they do things for us that we don't know about. We know that we are on their minds in many ways. Think about the model of like a grandmother. My grandmother, she should live and be well, sitting there in Lakewood. We speak every week. I believe that she's thinking about her children and grandchildren, you know, all the time. She's thinking about us all the time. She's davening for us all the time. We were even joking last night at the wedding. So Refresh is married to my first cousin. We share this grandmother. She's a deeply holy woman. So she was joking with me last night, like, do you think Bubby says more Tehillim in the war? Or like, she just maxed out at Tehillim saying anyway, like, there isn't more Tehillim to say. Like, do you think like what? So she was saying, like, I think she's like, her list got a little bit longer of things she's dabbling for, but like, I can't imagine that there's like more to him. She's thinking about it all the time. That's a parent child. So we know that that's so. When there's someone when that's lost in many ways, so then we're struggling and we have to try to regain that to the best of our ability to be able to cultivate that certain kind of midah in a way which is meaningful, in a way which works. That's what we're in many ways striving to be able to do, of cultivating that particular kind of a dynamic. Derech Agav, if it's true about Ribono Shalom and us, Av and Ben, so obviously it's even more expressed in the V'shatam Levanecha, Iglu Talmidecha, in Rebbe Talmud, or those kinds of dynamics also, the more that there's that underlying appreciation for the fact that someone cares about you and is doing things even when you're not there, so the more that it is real, the more that it's very much present. You know, that awareness is present in a way which I think is very, very powerful, that knowing or not knowing. It's like some explain, I find this to be a very beautiful insight, that the purpose of a bedekin at a chasana, the purpose of a bedekin is that why does the husband come and he covers the wife, is to communicate the message that I care about you even when I can't see you. But the fact that even when I can't see you, there's a relationship which is present, and that's part of the midah here, which is a very, very real one, which we're trying to cultivate and trying to invest in ways that hopefully make a good deal of sense. Have a wonderful rest of your day.